So let's review. The Mishnah Dav Beis discussed Shalei Lishma, if one brought a carbon for the sake of another carbon. Yehuda Merav ruled, Chata sheshachta l'shem oila psula, shachta l'shem chulin kshera. A carbon chata that was slaughtered for the sake of a carbon oila is pasul, as the Mishnah ruled in Dav Beis. However, if it was slaughtered as chulin, an unconsecrated animal, it is kasher. Because dimina machrba, delav mina loy machrba. Intent for something of the same type, namely another carbon such as an oila, does invalidate the carbon. But intent for something of a different type, such as chulin, does not invalidate it. Rava asked several apparent contradictions to this principle. A Mishnah Masechtas Gittin states, "Kol aget shenichtav shaloi l'shem isha pasul." A get that was written not for the sake of this woman is invalid. And this implies, "Afil l'shem avidis kachavim nami pasul." It is invalid even if it was written for the sake of a non-Jewish woman who is lav mina, not subject to the laws of Gittin. We see from there that even the lav mina machrba. If so, chata sheshacht l'shem chulin should be psula. Intent for chulin should be considered shaloi l'shma and should invalidate a karmachatas. Rava answered that li'olam delav mina loy machrba. However, there's a difference between get and kachim. Get dalav ediskachav mina havalei stama v'stama pasul. Regarding get, even if we disregard the intent for the non-Jewish woman, it remains stama with no intent at all for any woman, and a get without specific intent for this woman being divorced is pasul, as explained in the previous daf. However, kachim dal chulin minayu havalei stama v'stama kshayim. Regarding kachim, if we disregard the intent for chulin, the kachim remains stama lishma and is kasher. Rav again asked, Rabbi Yehuda Merav ruled, chata sheshacht l'shem oyle psula, shacht l'shem chulin kshera, because di mina machrba delav mina loy machrba. However, Braisa rules, teichai v'loy teich teichai, v'afila kli shetef matzel. The pasuk says, kol kli cheres asha yipol mehem el teichai, kol asha b'teichai yidma. Earthenware utensils transmit tuma to anything inside them, even if it does not touch them. However, if a utensil is inside a kli cheres and its mouth extends higher than the kli cheres, the contents of the inner kli do not become tummy because they're not considered to be inside the kli cheres. This is true even if the inner kli is not earthenware. Here we see, lav minei chayitzbe, even a different type of utensil can block the tuma. So too, intent for chulin should invalidate kachim. Rava answered, asa chulin etzel kachim, kemechitza etzel tanner. Earthenware and metal utensils are somewhat similar in that they are both kalim, while chulin and kachim are completely different, like a partition and a utensil. Therefore, ma mechitza etzel taner lemahani leklal, af chulin etzel kachim lemahani leklal. Just as one cannot block the tumah in the klicheres with a partition inside, so too intent for chulin cannot invalidate kachim. However, the Gemara cites a Mishnah where this is subject to a machlekes. Taner shechatzitzai b'nesarim oy b'yiriyus v'nimtze sheretz b'mokam echad. If an earthenware oven was divided with a partition and a sheretz was found in one section, the Tanakama holds hakol tame. Anything in the other section is tame because mechitza lemahanya. But Beliezer matar, Beliezer holds their tar because mechitza mahanya. And he reasons kalvachaymer. Im hitzel b'meisa chamer leitatzel b'klicheres hakal. If a partition can block the more stringent tumah of a corpse, surely it should block the more lenient tumah of an earthenware utensil. However, the Chacham counter, im hitzel b'meis chamer shekin chaluka ba'oyalin. It is common to divide an area under one roof with a partition, and so it blocks tumah. But it is unusual to divide a utensil with a partition, and so it does not block the tumah. David the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yezer, lav mina machrba. A partition does block tumah in the klicheres. If so, intent for chulin should invalidate kachim. David the Gemara cites another source for Rav's ruling. The pasuk says, "Bleichalu es kachim bnei Yisrael es asher yirimu l'Hashem." And we expound, kachim mechalin kachim, vein chulin mechalin kachim. Intent for a different carbon invalidates a carbon, but intent for chulin does not. The Gemara now notes another contradiction regarding lishma between shina kodesh and shina bailim. Shina kodesh is when it was brought for the sake of a different carbon. Shina bailim is when it was brought for the sake of a different person. Regarding shina kodesh, Rav ruled, chata sheshachta l'shem chatas kshera, l'shem oy l'psula. If a carbon chatas was slaughtered for the sake of another carbon chatas, it is kosher. For example, a chatas chaylev, a carbon for inadvertently eating forbidden fats, was slaughtered for the sake of a chatas dam, for inadvertently consuming blood, it is kosher. However, if it was slaughtered for the sake of a carbon ayla, it is pasul. Here we see that regarding shina kodesh, de lav mina machrba, de mina le machrba. Intent for another carbon of a different type invalidates this carbon, while intent for another carbon of the same type does not invalidate this carbon. However, regarding shina bailim, Rav ruled, chata sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatas psula, al misha mechuyev oilik shera. If one slaughtered a carbon chatas not for the sake of its owner, but for someone else who is also obligated to bring a carbon chatas, the carbon is pasul, But if he slaughtered Karban Chatzis for the sake of someone who was obligated to bring a Karban Oila, it is kasha. Here we see that regarding Shina Bailim, Debar Mina Machrba, Delav Mina Loi Machrba, intent for another person of the same type invalidates the Karban, while intent for another person of a different type does not invalidate the Karban. The Gemara answers by citing a source for each ruling. Hasam v'shachat oisa l'chatas amrachmana, v'richatas l'shem chatas nishchata. The pasuk invalidates a carbon chatas that is brought shalei l'shma by stating oisa, requiring that it should be brought l'shem chatas. Therefore, even if one intended for a different type of carbon chatas, it is kasher. However, hacha v'chipra olav k'siv olav v'loy al chaveiroi. The pasuk invalidates a carbon chatas that was brought for a different owner by stating olav, and we expound chaveiroi dum yudidei shemachuyiv kaparu kamaisa. This is only if the other person was similar to him and that he was also obligated in the Karban Chatas. The Gemara notes a contradiction between the laws of Shina Bailim and Tuma. Regarding Shina Bailim, Rav ruled Chatas Shashachta al Misha Mechuyev Chatas Psula, al Misha Mechuyev Oilek Shera, because Debar Mina Machrba, Delar Mina Loi Machrba. However, regarding the laws of Tuma, the Braisa ruled Teichai Veloi Teich Teichai, Vafilik Klishat of Matzel, because Lav Mina Chayetzbe. Even a different type of utensil can block the Tuma. So too, intent for someone obligated in the Karban Oila should invalidate the Karban Chatas. The Gemara answers, Arba Teichai Ksivi. Teich Teichai, Teich Teichai. The Pasuk says, Kol Kli Charis HaShayipa Mehem Ol Teichai, Kol Asher B'Teichai Yidma. The word Teichai is mentioned twice. Furthermore, it could have said Teich, so the extra letter Vav is superfluous. Therefore, we can derive four halachas. Legufei, to teach us that earthenware utensils transmit Tumah to anything inside them, even without touching. Like Zereshava, that earthenware utensils become tamei from a sheretz inside the utensil, even without touching it. These halachas apply only to earthenware utensils which cannot be purified by immersion in the mikveh, but not to other utensils which can be purified by immersion in the mikveh. If a utensil is inside a kli cheres and its mouth extends higher than the kli cheres, the contents of the inner kli do not become tame because they are not considered to be inside the kli cheres, even if the inner utensil is not earthenware. Rashi explains, Ika kro l'chli shetef asa. There's no reason to think that the food inside an inner kli cheres becomes tame, since it is not teichai inside the outer kli cheres. Rather, the pasuk is needed regarding an inner metal utensil. And so Gezeiras HaKasafi, the Pasuk explicitly said that it protects from Tumah, even though we would otherwise have said, Deloi Mina, Loi Machrba.